Hi everybody, this is Therese and Corinne here. We have a special guest tonight, Willie, he's with us as well. So all three of us are, we see and talk to angels and we do a lot of things in the metaphysical world. But what sets Willie a little different than Corinne and I, Corinne, you go ahead and share a little bit about what you know about Willie and then we'll introduce him.
What, I'm sorry, what I have about Willie?
Yeah, what do you know about Willie?
Well, we know that he's a very talented psychic, and he also used to be a policeman and was able to use his psychic abilities while on the job. And so he's here tonight to share a little bit about some stories about how he was able to use his gifts while working on the police force. So we're very excited to hear all his very fun stories, I'm sure.
So, Willie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're glad to have you tonight. Hi, yeah. You can hear us, can't you? We're glad you're here. So share. I know that you're psychic, you're metaphysical, same thing, and you're a single dad, and you do a lot of different things, and you use your spirituality and your psychic ability not only in your police world, but also in your everyday world. But I know there's a lot of people that like to know how that helps you solve crimes or catch robbers. Whatever.
Catch robbers.
Yeah. That makes a bit of a change.
Catch the bad guys.
Yeah. It also helps you in the dating life that you're single, right, Willie? So go ahead. Just share with us first about how you your good stories. What's been the best story so far?
Well, okay. Wow, there's been so many. You forget them. Well, anyhow, I was a police officer for 21 years in the city of Coral Springs, Florida, and it's in Broward County. Most people are probably familiar with Fort Lauderdale, so it's in the Fort Lauderdale area. And one very interesting story that really told me something was going on was there was a call about a carjacking in our city. Now, you got to understand that the city is, at the time, was approximately 80,000 people. Very fast-growing city. It doubled in size in 5 years, and a very low crime rate, very, very little violent crime. So here we had this call in. The man said he was locked in a trunk, and that they opened the trunk after they had grabbed him, and they went a couple of blocks, and they opened the trunk, did not know that he had a gun in the trunk. So he shot one of the bad guys, and the other one took off in another car. Okay, so they're sending police officers. Police officers are coming every different directions to this guy's location. And so we can't get on the air because the dispatchers are giving out instructions about where to go. And I'm heading to that area, and all of a sudden, you know, this voice in my head kept saying, he's not over there. He's gone, you know. And I'm like, what? And I'm thinking to myself, this is just my imagination. And the more I go, the stronger the voice gets. It's like, no, you need to turn. You need to turn right on University Drive. So finally I give in. I turn right on University Drive, and I drive about maybe a quarter of a mile, and all of a sudden I see a car fitting the description, and I see this guy looking in his rearview mirror, looking up at me, and he's nervous, and he's looking around. And finally I break in, and I say, listen, the car's in front of me. So to make the story short, we ended up getting the guy out and catching this guy who one of the robbers, the guy that stole the car, you know, that was involved in the carjacking. And later on, I'm like, what was that? But after that happened, I really started paying attention a lot more often because I knew something was going on. And I always wondered if I was psychic, but sometimes things happen. You just think, well, it's, you know, it's just good intuition. Is this really happening? But that was that was a biggie for me. That was one of those big defining moments. Yeah.
That's
great. I know, it's amazing. And I know that you've got lots of other stories, but did you know that you were psychic ever since you were a child?
When I was a child, I can remember having dreams and then the next day walking through a scene or situation and going, this guy's going to say this, this guy's going to sit down, and just seeing it work, play out just the way I dreamt it was going to happen. And then not only that, but there were situations where, you know, I'm sleeping and I think, okay, well, my aunt who just died, you know, she was in my room talking to me and I thought, okay, this is a dream. But then she would give me information and I would say it to my mom and mom would say, how did you know that? And I'll say, well, Aunt so-and-so came to me. I was real lucky because it didn't spook my parents out. But, you know, there would be other, you know, relatives who would say, oh, that didn't happen, or maybe you just overheard it from someone else. But my parents were pretty good about it. They didn't pay a lot of attention to it, bad or good. They just, they let it be that it's a possibility. They weren't close to it, the idea that maybe someone had come and spoke to me or whatever. Because we had different people in our family that were able to do things, like one aunt that could tell you when a doctor would say, you're going to have this baby on April the 15th, she would say, no, it's going to be a week earlier or a week later. And then she could tell you, and this was way before they had ultrasound, that she could tell you the sex of the child was always right. And so I had always wondered if people in my family were psychic, including my dad. And if you'd like, I can tell you a few little things that, amazing things that happened with my dad. We would go to a house and they'd have maybe a vicious dog and a sign or whatever, the dog is vicious. And my dad would say, well, that dog's not going to bite me. And the people would go, don't come in the yard. And he'd come in the yard, dog would charge, and then all of a sudden stop in his tracks. My dad would reach down, pet it, and then just say, and tell us to come on, you know. And he did this several times that I can remember. And it would just shock the dog owners because they would say that dog would bite anybody, you know, other than them. And then the other things that I remember was going to the park with my dad and having squirrels walk up to him and birds land on his shoulders and just sit there.
Oh,
he just, yeah, he would just take it for, you know, like that. It's always been that way with him. So I really feel like between him and some of my aunts and others that I had a lot of people that were spiritually gifted that way. So
that's wonderful, Lily. And Corinne, do you feel like you're in your family that you have a psychic family as well, or is it just with you, or what do you feel?
I do believe so. And my mother, I mean, it's funny that you're saying that, Willie, about, you know, like the babies and everything, because my mother was able to predict each one of our births, of the children in our family that she gave birth to. She was able to predict the exact date and the time that she would give birth to each of us. And it was just miraculous. She would say, I'm gonna have this child in a week on this day at 7:30 at night. I'm going to have this child, you know, 3 days from now in the morning at 7:30. And it happened. All four times it happened. And, you know, yeah, she's quite intuitive. I would say everybody in my family is quite intuitive. Two of my sisters are quite intuitive and, psychic as well. Although I don't think that they realize it, you know, or utilize it as much, because we're all psychic. Everybody is born psychic. It's just a matter of, how open you are to tuning yourself to those, to spirit, but we all are in some aspects. So I think everybody in my family is, but yeah. So hey, you guys, would you guys like to take a call from Laura from San Francisco on line 3?
Yeah, let's talk to her, and we'll start out with the psychic cop letting him give the first reading. Okay. So, hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're gonna let Willie start, and then Corinne, and I'll finish. You get 3 readings in one call. How about that?
Okay.
What's your question?
Well, I've been looking for a job since I had 2 interviews that I thought went really well, both of them, but they passed on both of them. I'm looking for a job as a nanny, so I'm just wondering when you see me getting one, or if any of these jobs could come back around. They ended up doing trials with other nannies, but they're not totally dead in the water, so.
Okay, well, one of the things when you were talking, the number 3 came up, and I saw something definitely within 3 months, but I also think one of them is going to call you back.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I see, a strong possibility that One of them was very impressed with you. They had some more questions for you, and they're going to call you back. Okay?
Okay.
Does anybody else want to...
Three of them.
Yeah, I'm here. You said, Laura, you said there were three people? Two or three?
There were two families that I've interviewed with already. The problem is they both have twins, and for some reason I think they get stuck on that they need to have twin experience, even though I have 13 years experience as a nanny, and I'm also a nurse. And I don't really think it matters because I've worked with multiple children, but...
May, for some reason, sticking in my head. And Willie got the number three, and I got, when you were talking, I felt that both of those, it felt positive for me. Definitely one of them for sure is going to come back, but I didn't feel like you had any kind of a problem with it. It feels like you are going to get a job really fast. Like, if I'm looking at your energy right now, it doesn't even feel like you don't have the job. It feels like you have it around you. I don't even feel like you don't have one. So the energy around you just means that it's kind of around you, which means it's going to happen very, very soon. Because, there's no such thing as time, really, right? So I'm reading it like it's happening now because it's like on you. So I think you're going to get it very, very soon.
Could you tell if it's, there was one family that had, it was a gay couple, two dads, and that's the one I really liked. And then the other couple was a straight couple. They actually both went through surrogacy, and they both have twin girls, so they're very similar jobs.
If it's okay, can I fit?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, Queen, you tell me what you feel, because I want to hear, because I'm going to add to that as soon as you're done. Go ahead.
I feel it's the gay couple.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I had a feeling like one of the dads liked me more than one of them for some reason. But not that it was anything personal. I don't know. And I knew through the agency that the person they wanted didn't want them. The nanny that they wanted didn't want the job. So that's why I was saying that maybe it would come back around to me.
Can I tell you something? What I feel is the two dads will call you back because that feels like you're meant to be there. And it's in May, so Willie got 3 months, 3 weeks, three whatever. Three's a great number, okay? So and then you'll stay there and for a while, and then you'll move on to your having a baby and getting married and all these wonderful things for yourself. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Well, that would be
nice. One other thing. Yeah, right. And when we talk about time, there's no such thing as time. Boy, when you tell the angels that, or the God of your understanding, there's no such thing as time, and that it happens all in perfect timing. Try telling that to your wallet, right? Anyway,
you
got
money
coming.
Exactly.
I want money now.
Don't worry. You're
it's funny that you said May because that's actually when one of the dads already went back to work, but the other one's going back in May. Mm-hmm. I think he has to go back May 1st.
Yeah, May is very, very, very strong. Very, very strong.
Yeah, so it'd probably be a week of overlay at the end of April if that happened. Do you see me getting temp work then in between then and now?
Yes, I do. You're going to have money coming in and then everything. Willie, do you see you're getting temp work? Willie?
Yeah, anyway. I agree. Okay. I agree.
I'm answering for him then, Laura. Anyway, but hey, thanks a lot for your question. And
okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Take care. You too. Thanks. Bye. She's wonderful. That was a wonderful interview you had. Listen, you guys, we're talking about everybody has abilities. We call it psychic, but sometimes you have to figure out which one you are. Clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, clairsentient, and the four players. And I know, Willie, which one do you feel that you are, Kareem? And by the way, if you want a reading, give us a call because you've got three psychics here that can give you each little reading. So anyway, I just want to put that out there.
Three for the price of one.
There you go, exactly, which is free time. Anything is good, right?
I said three for the price of one.
All right, cool. Anyway, so which one are you, Will, if you feel that you are? So, Wayne,
my strongest would be feeling. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. My strongest would be feeling, And then after that would be clairaudient, I guess. I feel things first before anything. I feel the energy. Sometimes I will feel like what the other person, if I'm doing a reading for them, what they're experiencing. If, say, for instance, they're having trouble talking or expressing themselves, then I might start coughing or something like that. Or if I'm talking to them and I might start feeling pressure on my third eye or in my head or something like that, and will tell me what's going on with them. So give me those signals. Or especially if I'm dealing with someone maybe that's anxious or they have some problems with their self-esteem or something, then I'll feel it in my abdomen really strong.
Wow. Okay, that's cool. How about you, Kareem? Which one are you? Or are you all of them?
I would say that I'm all of them, but there's some that are stronger than others. I'm a really strong empath. I can feel other people's emotions and what they're feeling, what they're going through, really well. And I think I've always been able to do that as a child. I would be able to pick up what people were feeling and thinking in a room. Right. I would just look at them, and sometimes I'd be thinking bad thoughts, and I'm like, oh, gosh, what? And I would not want to pick up on that. But I think I've been able to do that since I was a kid. And the next strongest, then, is clairsentient, which, you know, you can feel, you just, I think Blake touched on it earlier, just you just get a feeling for things. And then I'm claircognizant, which is a strong knowing. I use those three together, and I kind of, I'll ask myself questions, and I feel it out, and I'll know if it's right or if it's wrong or this way or that way. And then I'm also clairvoyant and clairaudient. I was able to develop over the last probably 8 years, but they weren't that strong when I was younger. And just now, I've been able to tune into the voices in my head, I guess. or the movies playing in my mind. But I don't think... You're really gifted, a clairvoyant gift. For me, it's like the visions that I see are kind of different from, I think, most clairvoyants. They actually think the way that I think I've heard you describe it, it's like almost like a movie, right? And you can actually see the images. For me, it's kind of like a movie projection. It's not like real time for some reason. I see it like someone's playing a movie. Yeah, it's a little different. I don't know why it comes to me that way, but it's just like I'll see like a scene or something. That's it. Or a symbol.
I gotcha. Well, that's cool. And then so we're clear on everything. Some people go clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairaudient. Clairvoyant is where you see things. You can see him like in the future, or see, you know, or like Willie saw his see his aunt would come from his own thing. You can see things in the past, and the angels will give it to you, or you just tap into that energy. Clairaudient is where you hear. Clairsentient is where you feel. And claircognizant is just a knowing. So, yeah, I think I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient. I got them all, but those are the two that I prefer. It's more fun to see and hear than to feel, you know, we're a police officer, and I know that you really inspired a lot of people, because I know you work with kids, you work with them now, are a lot of the police officers, or do you feel that people in that field, are a lot of them psychic or gifted, and they just don't know it, or do you feel like you feel like that?
Okay. Yeah, I believe that a lot of police officers, especially the better ones, the ones that seem to always solve all the different crimes or whatever, most people will say, oh, they use really good police techniques. But when I was around them, the one thing was that we had in common. And even though I would feel things, but there were times when I just knew something. I would know someone was lying, or I would know where they were, or I would just know, okay, this is how this crime happened. And then later on, when you catch the person, you talk to them, they go, well, it happened like this. And you go, wait a minute, I knew that, but how did I know? And that used to confuse me, because it wasn't like, seeing it like you to see it the way you see it. But sometimes I would just know that this mm-hmm. is the way it happened. And I feel like a lot of the really, really good police officers are psychic. And everybody, you know, the name for it is he's got a good cop sense or whatever, or sixth sense. But I mean, but they did. But I really believe a lot of them were psychic.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's good to know. So, one of the questions I want to ask you guys, too, as well, a lot of people, don't you, and really you teach people this, because you have such a gift, because I've worked with you before, and we're doing stuff in the future, and I know Corrine and I are doing different things, too, as well. But you have a real gift with helping people tap into their abilities and finding which one it works for them and putting them on the right path. How do you do that? Because I know that everybody's psychic. We have some sort of gift, most of us. And how do you teach them to develop that?
One of the most amazing things is, I mean, I think we all feel like, I know, you know, you have good days and bad days. Some days I feel more psychic than others. But even one person in particular that I'm working with is extremely psychic and has a lot of different talents, but the person's a little not too sure about it, a little afraid of it, you know, and you have people that have passed on that are all of a sudden speaking to her. And so one of the things that we work on is centering them, teaching them how to center themselves. Also through meditation is really one of the biggies for me. And even recently, you gave me that message, hey, are you meditating? And I'm like, okay. For some reason, I've been doing it for so long, and somehow I got too busy, and I kind of forgot. And when I started meditating again, then right away I started getting a better connection. So to me, meditation is one of the big ways. There's a lot of other different techniques. I don't know if you want me to go into it, but different things that people can do to help them.
Yeah, go ahead. So, just a few of them out there so people can get a better idea that's listening in.
Okay.
And by the way, if you want to call for a reading, we're here, so...
Yeah. Well, one of the things I know everybody's seen on television where, you know, the lady would look into the crystal ball or whatever and wonder what that's about, but some people use crystal gazing, and there's techniques to use that will actually help you to open your third eye and see visions and see different things, and there's techniques to that, and people teach that. The other one is that's very simple, and a lot of people, a lot of Indian people from India, Pakistan, with their little kids, they will have them sit and stare at a candle, also called candle gazing. And they use this technique to develop their third eye. But a lot of people nowadays, the ones that are not so spiritual, they also use it to develop their concentration. And what they found is that a lot of them, because it activates the pineal gland, not only does it help them become more psychic, but it helps them concentrate in school, so they end up with higher IQs. And it also has another side effect is the candle gazing also helps people with poor eyesight. So,
I should have done that then when I was a kid because my eyesight is horrible. Willie, where were you when I was a kid? I should have been staring at candles a long time ago. Yeah, maybe I should start now.
Well, you can. You can it actually works even when you're an adult. It will help your concentration. It helps your pineal gland activate even more. And so it's just, a lot of these things that you teach people, sometimes they don't want to do it because it just seems too simple. And so they're looking for something that's a lot more complicated or mystical or whatever. But the candle gazing is a very, very simple but very effective way to open your third eye and stimulate your pineal gland And even if you're not interested in being more psychic, maybe if you just, it's good for people with ADD, and I'm starting to use that now with my son, who's an adult, as a matter of fact. He lives in my home, and I have both of my boys now candle gazing. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, yeah.
I'll try that.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, guys, let me ask
Diane.
You.
Oh, do you want to take a call? Okay, we've got Diane from Colorado on line two. Yeah, we just want to have to clear out the line. So we've got Diane from Colorado on line two.
Hi, Diane from Colorado. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Diane.
Good. What's your question? Did you get three of us tonight? How about that?
I have a question that's job-related, but actually I'm wanting to ask Willie more about the candle-gazing thing, but I'll go ahead and ask my question about the job thing. I like my job a lot, but it's really a far commute, and I was wondering if you see that changing to bring me closer to where I live any time in the future.
Are you actively looking now? Have you actually put out?
No, I'm thinking that I may get transferred with the same company to a different store, and I was wondering if you saw that happening any time in the next 6 months or so.
Actually, I do, and the only thing that I'm getting right now is this. I'm getting this message. It's up to you. So, in other words, you need to go ahead and just start the process and know it's going to happen, okay? So all you have to do is just start the process.
Yeah, I agree with Willie. I'm getting like 3 to 5, and then it feels like where you work is west of your house.
Yes.
Is it west of your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Far west.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's west of your house. It feels like you're going to make a move east, closer to your house, going east. So I do feel that that's coming. It's because I see the energy shift going from west to east.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. Then I'm getting like 3 to 5. It feels like 3 to... Actually, it feels like 3 to 5 weeks for some reason. It feels quicker. So I say 3 to 5 months, but maybe it's 3 to 5 weeks. I don't know. But it's going to happen because I see your energy going, west to east, closer to home.
Sounds good. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Tree, what do you think?
I feel that Diane, you're getting ready. You're going to get to your job transfer that you're looking for. But it's also something that's not going to last a long time because you're getting ready to be able to do what you love to do, what you have a passion for. Okay. So just let you know.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, what do you have a passion for?
Writing.
Writing, good deal. Right. So,
yeah.
You'll be able to do that soon. And your man, don't forget him, right? You have a man. You have passion for him.
Where is he? Where is he?
Somebody asked me today. What are you gonna do? What are you waiting for? Are you gonna settle down with the right one? That's what I say. Yes, your man's coming.
Exactly. We need him in 3 to 5 days.
That's right. 3 to 5 minutes right now.
Yes. Willie, the candle gazing, though, is fascinating to me. Do you meditate while you're staring at the candle flame? Or what are you supposed to be thinking, doing mentally or emotionally when you're looking at the candle?
There's, I like to play with it. I mean, as far as the candle gazing goes, I don't know if you've ever done this where you stare at a candle and you try to make the flame rise and you make the flame go left and right. And my kids love that because when they've been able to do it, it's like, wow. But the most amazing thing about it is not even important whether you can or not. By gazing at a candle, it strengthens your eyes, your pineal gland. Sometimes what I will do is I will begin with the candle gazing, and then I'll go into meditation. And what I find is when I do the candle gazing at night, because I get a lot of premonitions when I sleep. A lot of things come to me. My dad comes to me in my sleep, or I get messages in my dreams. What I've found, and that was just purely by accident, when I was doing the candle gazing one night before going to sleep, I had my dreams were like they were brighter. They felt more real, almost like I was awake during the dream. So
I'll try that because I do a lot of my stuff is at night too when I'm sleeping. So that's awesome. Yeah. I'm going to try that tonight.
Do it, and then you'll find that. Like I said, my son said the same thing when I did it to him before. When he did it before he went to sleep, because One of my oldest says he never remembers his dreams. He just doesn't. He doesn't think he dreams. But I think for the first time, not recently or whatever, he started remembering a dream, which is amazing. He's 20 years old. He says he talks in his sleep sometimes, and you'll wake him up, and he has no clue what just happened. He doesn't remember anything. So,
right.
So maybe. I know it's helping his concentration, and I'm also using the candle gazing. As if something told me, okay, use it with your manifesting when you're trying to manifest, because you can. It just makes you focus so much more.
Okay, I'll try this.
Yeah, that my question number 9 works. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's good. Get the man out here.
Thanks, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Diane, I'm going to tell you this. If you'll put the candle, a red candle, next to your bathtub, up on the side, and if you focus really, really, really hard, if you do, you have to be real careful because you don't want him to plop right in the tub with you right away if you manifest.
Okay. You get the man of your dreams? Nice. Maybe I should try too, right? You know,
is that a red candle for love, Willie? Is that why it's a red candle?
Yeah, a red candle for love. Also, in case you fall asleep with the candle, then the firemen will know where to put the fire out. Okay. That's right.
Good. Or you could just get the floating candles. We're totally covered.
There you go.
Works. So listen, you guys, we talked about, you know, law of attraction and manifesting and how that works. And really, you're a police officer, so you're telling us things that you've done, you know, and you've been psychic and, you know, with that kind of thing all your life and use it in your police work. But what do you guys feel about law of attraction and using your ability, like your psychic abilities? Or how does someone say, okay, I want to manifest the life of my dreams? How can they use the law of attraction, working with the angels, working with their thoughts to create that?
Can I go from the policeman's standpoint?
Sure.
I can remember making a game of it. Not knowing exactly what it was called, because there was a lot of things I just knew as a kid. Like I would say, okay, I'm going to make 3 A's on my report card, and I know I'm going to make it. And it seems like the more I believed it, the more these things happen. So I remember making a game of it one month, and I said, okay, today I'm going to do this, and I'm going to write X number of tickets. I know people don't like to hear that, but... You know,
you're
that's part
up.
Of the job, and but believe it or not, I would play with it. I would say, okay, I wrote those number of tickets. Tomorrow, I'm going to write X number of tickets. I'm going to write 3 tickets, 5 tickets, or whatever. But when I do, they're going to be non-moving violations, meaning the people won't get any points against the license. It'll be something minor. Boom, it would happen, and so. And then we had the one situation where we had a guy that was a burglar, and he was burglarizing a very upscale neighborhood called Eagle Trace, $1 million. They even have the PGA tournament there. Tiger Woods was there a couple of times. Very upscale neighborhood. And this guy was burglarizing these houses for about a month. And then I said, I'm going to see this guy, you know, and one day I'm at the gas station and in broad daylight, I see this guy going across the fence and coming out. And so,
wow.
You know, later on, I mean, so we got a better description of him. And then 2 days later we caught the guy. So even though I didn't catch him, but I kept saying, I'm going to see this guy. I'm going to know. And so there were a lot of times when I was doing this, I didn't know it was called the law of attraction, but I was like, it was something that I felt, or maybe I was guided to do. And so I used it often.
Wow. Okay, and you attracted those things because you probably had no doubt either that you would not be able to do it. And that's why it came to you so quickly. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
never thought I would say that to a police officer. It's amazing that you could write all those tickets by just thinking about it. And
good job. I know, it's part of the job,
not
right?
Driving, obviously.
I know, we're trying to be happy with that. No, it's part of the job. I like the trick how you use the law of attraction to get good grades, though. I should have used that trick when I was younger. I will manifest all A's.
I got to ask you guys a question. What were you going to say, Willie? Go ahead first, because I'm going to ask that question in just a second. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Willie?
I couldn't, but yours is kind of muffled and a little heavy, so I can hear Kareem better. So what was the question again?
I said, what were you going to say? Because I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You were going to say something.
Kareem, can you just repeat what she said? Because I really don't understand her as well.
Tari was just going to ask a question, but she hasn't asked it yet, so.
Okay.
She's about to.
I know. Anyway.
What's your question, Tari?
Oh, here's my question to you both, okay? So, using the law of attraction, and he used it for his job, okay? So, how can you use the law of attraction to connect with your angel to create a life of prosperity in every aspect, from love, and Kareem, you and I talked about that today, from love to relationships, prosperity in your career, life choices, health. So how can you use that? You told me something today that really made a huge difference. So will you share?
What did I tell you? I say so many things every day. I don't remember. Was it this morning when I was in a fog? I think what we were talking about is how do you shift the vibration within yourself, right? So you may be focusing on what you want, to have happen. Everybody knows what they do want, right? But and what they need in their lives. But the underlying vibration, or the underlying thought that's always underneath that is actually a vibration of lack. So when you're thinking about what you do want, most of the time we're always thinking about what we don't want too as well, right, in the back of our heads. Like, we want this, we want that, but we also don't, because it's always, the contrast is there to provide us with what we do want. The key is that we need to let go of what we do not want and not hold it within our vibration. And that's a hard thing to do, because that do not want is there, to help us find what we do want. We just need to let it go and not carry it with us. And that's, we all know that. And then when it finally sits within you, you're like, oh, you know what? I have been, meditating on all these things that I do want. But you know what? I didn't even realize that underneath all of that, I actually was thinking about what I don't want. And by doing that, I actually manifested more of what I don't want. And that's what you and I discovered today. And it's a very important, it's a key thing, when you're practicing the law of attraction, is to really let go and realize, focus on what you do want. And that's, we're not just saying just focus on what you do want, but then let go of what you do not want and pay that no attention at all.
That's hard to do. Okay, wouldn't you guys agree? So let's take it. And we've all had relationships, because I think that's generally most people are looking for love relationships, love or money. They're both the same coins, just different sides. So when you're talking, like, I get calls a lot from women and men, is he ever going to come back? Or is she ever going to come back? Will I hear from him? When is he going to call? When is she going to call? And so how do you shift that around so it's not a question, and where you can attract that guy or woman back into your life? What is that key thing that you can do to shift it around with the law of attraction? But you taught me that this morning. It's wonderful what you said. And I know Willie did a lot of work with it as well.
Well, it was about understanding the distinction.
Between need and want. And instead of control, it was control, and there was something else instead of
influence.
Controlling,
it's the difference between influence and control. So,
yeah.
Right. So when you influence something, you're motivating, you're motivating, and you're inspiring the behavior of someone else to live in their higher self, in their higher spirit. when you can try to control a situation, you come from a place of lack, and you actually are generating more of a vibration of what you do not want when you try to control a situation. So instead of trying to control a situation, influence it, inspire it, motivate it.
Okay, so that's how would you do that? Like, let's say somebody is waiting for a job. How would they do that? And they want to know about the job. And the woman or their mate, how would they do that? So instead of waiting for the job, saying, is it going to happen, just expect it to happen maybe, right?
Expect it to happen, know that it's going to happen, believe that it's going to happen, and then feel as though it already has happened. And that is it. Don't, my sister's actually going through the same thing right now. I think I might have told you about that. She is freaking out about, am I going to get this job? She's working at a current company and freaking out every day. Am I going to get this job? And I said, I feel that it's coming. She's going to have it, you know. And I told her, you just need to relax into it. Feel as though you already have it. The more that you worry that you're not going to have it, the more you're going to delay the process, because it's the law of attraction. If you are freaking out and you're worried that you're not going to get it, even though it's meant for you to have it, you have then now just created a delay on it, because there are things that you now need to work through before you can actually have the reward. So what she's doing right now is created a delay. She's like, I haven't heard from them. And I know, you know, she's creating this delay because she's been freaking out every minute on the hour, every day. And I know it's coming in May for her, you know, but, you know, she's, and I keep telling her, you know, you'll hear from them a lot sooner. You have to just relax, stay positive, feel as though you already have it. And that's the key. And it's hard for her. She's trying. And she's realizing that she is, she's trying to control the situation, and that's what we're talking about here with the difference between influence and control. When you control a situation, you actually slow down the process or move it out of your experience, and you actually perpetuate more of the negative, or that of which you do not want.
The same can be said for a mate, right?
Sorry, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to add something. I agree wholeheartedly with what Kareem said, and a lot of those steps I've used before. But you know, my son, he was looking for a job and couldn't find a job. And the more he was trying to make it happen, the more he was actually getting in his own way and going through interviews and not getting a job. So I said, the one thing that I like putting with all those steps you added was at the end is to get in the vibration, is to actually take some type of action. And so one of the things we did was we started a window cleaning business last year, and which helped both of us. But one of the things that there were times when the business wasn't growing as fast as I'd like, and still I want it to grow faster even now. But one of the techniques I'll use, if I'm knocking on doors and I'm getting no's, then instead what ends up happening is my vibration changes when I'm thinking about the no's. So instead of doing that, I get rid of the no's by going out and actually just, without asking, we go to a shopping center and just start cleaning windows. And the first time I did that, my son thought I was crazy. He's like, these people aren't going to pay us? And I said, yes. I said, don't worry about it. So we would clean, and then the store owners would come out, and they'd go, wow, my windows haven't been cleaned in a year or 6 months, and they never looked that good. How much do you charge? And then all of a sudden, you know, like one day, you know, we knocked on doors and windows, knocked on doors for hours. And I said, well, before we wrap it up today, and I had both of my sons with me, I said, we're going to go to this next shopping center and we're going to get two customers. And I set my intent, we're going to get two customers. We went over there, we started cleaning the windows for free, and I ended up with two customers.
That's great.
A lot of times taking that action changes your vibration. And it was only later on that I figured out, it wasn't just about actually doing the windows, but my vibration changed because I felt better when I was doing this, and I didn't have to concentrate and worry about a no.
That's right.
You know,
really living in and putting yourself in there.
Really, that's a great story because he really had started out with... built another stream of income for himself, And you start, and really, I remember when you started that. Now look at you now. You're like, got time to play and do and have another stream of income coming in along with your police retirement because you're a retired police officer now. And so that's good.
That's great. Tariq, we've got Carolyn from Concord, California on line 3. Sorry, she's been waiting quite a lot while, and we've got to wrap up pretty soon. Oh. So let's just take her call. It's Carolyn from Concord.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you? Hello?
Hi, Carolyn.
What do I need to press?
Carolyn? Well, you're here. You got us off right now. Carolyn? I hope you didn't lose her.
Hello?
Anyway. Carolyn, well, she'll call back.
Yeah, I heard her for a second, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I know.
The call got dropped. That's okay, she'll call back in.
That's no worries. We've got a couple of minutes. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about, you use those things, and you can master them and create a life of your dreams using the law of attraction. One of the things I think, and I'll share this with you guys, what I really feel is helping me, you know, every day, and that's how we got the show started and the whole thing. It's just meditation. And what's some good meditation CDs or that you recommend, Corrine and Willie? I like, I'm going to share the one that I really, really enjoy. Over at Luminescence.com, they've got some on creating money, creating wealth, creating abundance, creating, meeting your soulmate. Luminescence.com, wonderful. They've got some CDs just, or some downloadable files that you can actually download on your computer to your iPod and listen to them every day. Makes a huge difference because it raises your thoughts and we can track better stuff. What do you guys recommend for meditation? Really?
Well, I'll go ahead. One of the things I like to do is I go to YouTube sometimes and I'll go to the I'll go to solfeggio frequencies. It's SOLFEGGIO, and these are supposed to be really spiritual frequencies, and you have a frequency for love, you have a frequency for courage or abundance or whatever, all different frequencies, and I'll download the one that I'm looking for or play it while I'm meditating.
Oh, okay, that's good. So how about you, Corrine? What do you use?
I don't use any CDs. I kind of take what I've read in books and I create my own place in my mind. And I kind of just go into my own space. And that's how I do it. Usually I'm just lying in bed or taking a bath or something. But, you know what? Okay, we've got Carolyn back on the line. So let's quickly take her call because she was waiting for quite a time. And she's back on now. So hi, Carolyn.
Hi,
Carolyn. How are you? What's your question, hon?
Well, I'm starting a new venture, a new piece of work, and I was wondering what you saw coming with that.
Okay. Go ahead, Willie. You're a guest tonight, so what do you feel?
You guys go ahead because I'm not getting anything right now. So go ahead if you get
something. No, of course. Go ahead, Corrine. You first. Too.
I'm getting like 3 months. Three months, something is happening. There's a shift in energy. Like 3 months, either it's being finished or 3 months. 3 months is all I'm getting. Like 3 months, there's going to be a shift in the energy. I think it either finalizes or you take on something else with the project. That there's a shift in the energy from here and for the next 3 months.
Okay.
It felt like when March 1st hit that just all of a sudden a lot of people start coming to me, and I've got two new schools that I'm working with, and it's very different than what I had imagined. I'm working with young people who are 16 to 18 and in a program that's an alternative education program. And what I'm teaching them is I'm teaching them how to connect with the intelligence of their heart, and to develop their own gifts and be able to give those in the world.
Oh, that's wonderful!
And it's called the name that came to me was Gather the Children.
That's beautiful. Can I give you what I feel? I feel that your project is growing. It's growing. It's mm-hmm. growing with a lot of momentum. She's saying 3 months. It could be 3 months. She's very good with time. But I think that you're going to have, it feels like you're picking up people along the way that's really going to help you perpetuate mm-hmm. that. There's large yeah. sums of money getting ready to come to you for that. Are you guys doing grants?
That's what I was, the school that I'm working with, they're wanting to write to the funders that are already supporting them, and they say they feel like this is such a wonderful addition to what they've been doing that their funders are going to say yes and give them more than they ask for.
Okay, yeah, because that's what it feels like, because large sums of money are coming to you because of mm-hmm. it. So, hey, congratulations that you're planting the seeds of the change. Let me tell you what it feels like, too. It feels like, what is it? Can I just tell you, this is going to sound so corny, but you know, like the Statue of Liberty, give me all these people, let me help them? That's kind of how you are, okay, with your work, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was like, sounds so tacky, but, the idea is good. So, but you're going to do really well, but you're getting ready to get some money, some cash. Cash is always good when you've got a project like that. Good for you, you know.
So. That would be great. That would be great. The other question I had was, as a little child, I've always had the ability to kind of see the, I don't know, I've talked about it in different ways, but see the essence of people. Like other people would say, oh, no, they're this way or that way. Mm-hmm. And I would say, no, but that's mm-hmm. not really who they are. And I would see the best of them. And I don't know whether, and then I also would feel when you're talking about the different types of ways of knowing, it's like there was something about the way that I know things through my emotions that I don't really understand how that works, whether it's clairsentient or what it is, but I know there's something that I use mm-hmm. that is different than what other people do, and I wondered if you mm-hmm. could give me more clarity on that.
May I answer this for her, you guys? I was just reading a book today, or listening to it on Audible, which actually Brian and I were chatting about this morning. It's called The Vortex, and uh-huh. they talk about your emotions are the best gauge ever to let you know what's right for you. It's called The Vortex by Esther and Jerry uh-huh. Hicks, and yes. But they talk about your emotions are the best gauge ever to help you in your work, in your life. Okay, trust them, because yes. they are your yes. gauge.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be more clairsentient feeling, just a feeling, you know, because it's your feeling, mm-hmm. your emotion. And sometimes it can block you, mm-hmm. you understand, but that's what you call the ego. Ego, even got out. I always like that one. Anyway,
well,
thank you,
Carolyn. I've had the experience sometimes where I feel like I'm there'll be emotion in the room, like we're in a big meeting, there's something that hasn't been said that wants to be said, and
right.
sometimes I will say it, and then there's this flood of tears that come through me, and it's not my personal tears, but it feels like I get cried.
You're tapping into the energy around you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're, like, what the thoughts are, people's thoughts around you. You're super
okay.
sensitive. It's probably the reason why you're so good at what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you're tapping into their thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know.
Wonderful.
Are you okay with it?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care.
Anyway, we've got about 2 minutes left, so if you guys want to know anything about us, you can reach us at angelcoaches.com. Also, Willie's got Willie Jackson is his, not his website, but his Facebook page. So, and he's single, and he's attractive, right, Willie? He's putting a plug in his subject, so it doesn't get much better than that. And he's got a job, okay? Anyway, Corrine and I, you know, you can find us here every Friday. And we're creating some neat things. All three of us work together on a Tuesday manifesting call that we created, where we have different speakers on there, and we teach you how to tap into your abilities, and it's free. And you can find it at the Angel Coaches website. So, Corrine, give them the number so if they want to tap in Tuesday night at 9:30. We also have classes about building your intuition, developing a relationship with your angels, creating a life of prosperity, all about the law of attraction. We're getting new classes all the time. You can go to angelcoaches.com and fill out a form and tell us what you're interested in. And you can also tap into our call on Tuesday night. And what's the call number? Tuesday night, 9:30 East Coast time. So, So it's 6-3 Pacific. What's the caller number 3?
It's 1-308-344-6400, and the passcode is 918-787-POUND.
Right, and so you guys, the next couple classes that we've got coming up is Mastering Your Energy, Becoming a Medium. I know Corinne's teaching a class on how to read angel cards, and Willie's teaching a class on how to develop your intuition. So anyway, you've got lots of classes coming up, so just log in, and we're there every Tuesday night. And we'll see you guys next Friday. Take care, everybody.
All right, bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.